Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing in Tehillim with Mizmar 38, Lamed Ches. This Mizmar is emotionally difficult to say and contemplate because it describes in detail a person who is deathly ill. Every part of his body and soul is in pain and feels incomplete. The Sfarno and the Malbim explain that it's referring to David himself, who was sick with tzara'as for 6 months as a result of his sin with Bathsheba. Rashi explains that this heartfelt mizmar speaks to the experience of an individual in pain, whether from illness, sadness, or personal struggle, but also to the deep suffering of the entire Jewish nation. It's not just a song to reflect on tragedies of the past. It speaks to us now as we face personal challenges and tremendous collective sorrow. David's words offer empathy, strength, and guidance. They help us find meaning in our pain and the resilience we need to move forward, both as individuals and as a Jewish people. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, let's begin. Mizmar leDavid lahazkir. A song by David, lahazkir, which means to remind. And the Mitzvot David explains that it's to remind the one in pain to daven to Hashem. Rashi explains this as not as much as to remind, but to announce our pains to Hashem. Rabbi Hirsch looks at the song, lahazkir, as a memorial from Zecher, a memorial for when days are good. Because the purpose of the song is to set down this memorial for future recollection, because nothing is better suited to keep us from going astray in happier days than the mere memory of what happened in the past. In other words, let's learn from the past so that it doesn't happen again. Pasuk Beis, Hashem, Al Beketzbecha Tochicheni Uvachamascha Siyasreini. Hashem, don't rebuke me in your fury or make me suffer in your anger. David davens to Hashem and asks Hashem to deliver his suffering with gentleness. He pleads that any painful consequences not come from a place of anger, meaning strict judgment, because the truth is Hashem is not motivated by anger. It just appears that way. So David begs that whatever hardships he must endure should be given with compassion and mercy. Now think about this. Although Hashem is always in control of his anger, people aren't. When one is angry at another who did something wrong, they may respond with exaggerated rebuke, using harsh language, threats, or even harsh actions. If we're asking Hashem not to punish us from a place of anger, shouldn't we also be careful in how we respond to others when they've disappointed us? Shouldn't we wait for our anger to settle so that our responses can be measured and compassionate, like we want Hashem's to be? David's plea teaches us not just how to pray for mercy, but also how to extend it to others. Now David continues asking Hashem for mercy because he knows, Pasuk Gimel, Ki chitzecha nichasu vi, v'tinchas alai yadecha, because your arrows are shot into me, and your hand has come down upon me. I know that this trouble, this pain I am feeling, is coming from you. And Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Ein misom bivsari mipnei zamecha, Ein shalom ba'atzamai mipnei chatasi. There is no place that is whole on my flesh because of your wrath. There is no peace in my bones because of my sins. I am in pain, and I feel responsible for it. Pasuk Hei, Ki avonosai avru roshi, kemasa chaved yichbedu mimeni. For my sins have piled up beyond my head like a heavy load that is too heavy for me. And the psukim continue in this vein, talking about his pain and his responsibility. And I want to move to Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10, and continue there. Hashem, negdecha chol ta'avasi, va'anchasi mimcha lo nistara. Hashem, you know what I desire, and you know my sighs, you know what they're about. In other words, you know the pain I'm in, and you know how I feel bad about my mistakes. Posuk Yud Aleph. I feel so bad that libi scharchar azavani chochi, v'or einai gam heim ein iti. My heart is throbbing from fear, and I don't have the strength to do anything, and I have no more sparkle in my eye. Posuk Yud Beis. O havai v'rei'ai mi neged nig'i ya'amodu, u'krovai me'rechok amadu. My friends and companions stay aloof from my afflictions, and my relatives stand from afar. Wow, I am in such anguish, both physically and emotionally, that even my friends hesitate to come too close or get too involved. They may feel overwhelmed or helpless, unsure of how to ease my pain, so they keep their distance. Perhaps they find it too difficult to witness my suffering and to avoid the discomfort they might feel. They choose not to see it. As a nation, we sometimes find that we consider friends or allies witness the pain and injustice that we're experiencing, but hesitate to stand by us fully because they fear backlash or hostility. Instead of offering unwavering support, they keep their distance, leaving us feeling isolated in the time of our struggles. Pasuk Gimel 13, Vayinakshu mevakshe nafshi, v'dorshe ra'asi dibru havos, umirmos, kol ayom yegu. Those who seek my life try to trap me, and those who seek my evil misfortune speak lies, and they contemplate deceit all day long. I think that this goes way beyond a person individually who is ill. This describes our nation in its struggle with the agony of adversity. They try all the time to contemplate deceit. Pasuk 14. How does a person or the nation deal with the pain? And the truth is that while the nation is struggling as a nation, each of us feels and copes with the national turmoil and sorrow in our own personal way. Pasuk 14, we see this. Va'ani chachayresh lo eshma, uchi'ilem lo yiftach piv. And I, like a deaf person, won't hear, and like a mute who won't open his mouth. In other words, I will not listen to them, and I will make it so that I don't answer back. I will not try and prove my innocence or beg them for help, because I'm looking to you, Hashem. And Rabbi Hirsch says that I keep quiet because I don't want to be provoked and then speak or act in a way that Hashem wouldn't approve of. Don't want to say the wrong thing, so I'm not going to say anything. Pasuk 15, Pasuk Tesvav. The Ehi ki'ish asher lo shomea ve'ein befiv tochachos. And I became like a man who doesn't hear and whose mouth has no responses. I am seen by them as one who doesn't get it and can't respond. And now the psukim give reasons that he chooses not to listen or respond. What gives him the strength against his enemy or against his illness? Pasuk 16, Tes Zion. Ki lecha Hashem hochalti, atasa aneh Hashem Elokai. Because to you, Hashem, I hope, you will answer, Hashem, my God. I'm focused on you and asking you to take care of this and not begging my enemies. Pasuk 17, Yud Zayin, Ki amarti pen yismuchuli, b'motragli alai higdilu. The next reason is because I said, lest they will be happy about me at the slip of my foot, they will make themselves great over me. Some people receive pleasure from others' misfortune and pain. Certainly our enemies do. David is afraid that if he responds to such people, they will take pleasure in the fact that they goaded him to react. He is afraid to speak because if he does, they will put him down even more. So he stays stoic and silent, hoping to Hashem. This isn't just the story of David. We have too many images of Klal Yisrael with the same story throughout our history until now. Pasuk Yudches 18, Ki ani letzela nachon umachovi negdi samid. The third reason that I can keep quiet is because I am used to limping and my aches are always before me. I'm in such pain, I can't fight back in this place of such pain. and Pasuk Yotes, Ki avoni agid edag mechatasi. I am proclaiming my sin. I worry about my sin. I know that I wasn't perfect, and therefore this came upon me. And this process is cleansing me. I'm going to work on myself, and that's what I'm focused on. How can I learn from the suffering that I'm experiencing? Pasuk 20, while I'm working on myself, Pasuk Chaf, V'oivai chaim atzemu, V'rabu son ai shaker. However, my enemies are getting stronger, and those who hate me for nothing are multiplying. Yes, I may have done things that were wrong, but my enemies are evil to the core, and they look prosperous now. They're getting more people to join them, and they're absolutely wrong. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, U'mishal mei ra'a tachas tova, Yistinuni tachas radfi tov. Those who repay evil for good. They make fun of me for running after good. I gave them good. I davened for them. I helped them when they were sick. I drove them to the hospitals. But they still hate me and repay me with evil. Rashi says that they see me doing mitzvos and connecting to Hashem, and they see that I'm continuing to do good, and they're continuing to do bad. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Al ta'azveni Hashem, Elokai, al tirchak mimeni. Don't leave me, Hashem. My God, don't distance yourself from me. And Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Chusha le'ezrasi, Hashem teshuasi. Hurry to help me. Hashem, you are my salvation. Although David is terribly distraught, he realizes that only Hashem can help and asks Hashem to help very, very soon. Let's go back to the title of this mizmar, Lehazkir, to remind, to remember, to notice. It sets the tone of the entire mizmar. What should we be reminded of? Number one, to remind us that when we are in pain, we are never alone, and we should daven and stay connected to Hashem, or maybe in this time of pain, start a connection with Hashem. Number two, Rabbi Hirsch says, to remember the pain of the past and learn from it, not only so that it doesn't happen again, but also so that we will gain a deeper sensitivity from the pain and it will make us better people. The Torah tells us many times that we have to be kind to the strangers, the ger, the yasom and the almana, the orphan and the widow, because we know what it feels like to be in a vulnerable and dependent state. You were slaves, you were strangers in the land of Mitzrayim. So we remember the pain of the past to learn from the pain and to develop that sensitivity towards others. Perhaps we can also read Lahazkir as to remember or notice other people's pain as well. Lahazkir is to notice or pay attention to others, those who need our deepest empathy and concern. Lastly, we see that David understands something profound about his suffering. His yisurim, his sufferings, are not random. He recognizes that his pain is connected to his actions. But let's just not see it connected to the actions of his past, but his actions in the future. He realizes that the struggle he's experiencing is in his hands. People who suffer can view their pain as something that just happens to them, which leaves them feeling helpless and miserable. Or, like David, they can choose to see suffering as an opportunity for growth and development when they take control of their response and transform the experience into something meaningful. Rabbi Yosef B. Soloveitchik, in his famous essay, Kol Dodi Dofek, which was originally actually a speech that he gave, says, and I'm going to share just a small piece of this beautiful essay in Kol Dodi Dofek. Suffering comes to elevate man, to purify his spirit and sanctify him. It purifies his mind from the chaff of superficiality and the dross of crudeness. It sensitizes his soul and expands his horizons. In general, the purpose of suffering is to repair the imperfection in man's persona. Jewish law teaches us that a person commits a criminal act if he allows his pain to go for naught and remains without meaning, or purpose. Suffering appears in the world in order to contribute something to man, to atone for him, and to redeem him from moral impurity and lowliness of spirit. The sufferer must arrive there purified, refined, and cleansed. We certainly don't understand the full picture of why Hashem afflicts people. However, Rabbi Soloveitchik explains that Hashem sees the world like a beautiful tapestry, where every thread, joy and pain alike, has its place and purpose. But we, as human beings, only see the other side of the tapestry, with its messy knots and tangled threads. Our role is to take what seems like fate and turn it into destiny, to confront what happens to us with courage and faith and grow from it. May this mizmar give us strength to confront our pain and use it to deepen our connection with Hashem and with others. And may Hashem hasten bringing our salvation. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Shearit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.